Knowledge must be earned, Tenno. I will share what I know, but you must prove yourself deserving.
Welcome to a Cephalon Squared mini-episode, injecting more Warframe into your week. Here are your Cephalons, Greg and Lucas.
G'day Cephalon Collective, and welcome to our 9th mini-episode. Yes, that's right, we are almost up to episode 10 of our minis. That's blowing my mind. But anyway, my name's Cephalon Greg, I'm joined by Cephalon Lucas. How's your mind, Lucas?
My mind is always blown. Blown by how awesome this community is.
Oh god. Did I bring my vomit bucket?
I'm doing pretty good. It's been a hot few days, but doing good otherwise.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of how hot it is, it's currently 29 degrees Celsius.
Sucked in. At what time of night? That doesn't mean anything to anyone. It could be in the middle of the day.
At 7 p.m.
Sucked in.
Yep.
Certainly
with a 65% humidity. Aww. Lovely weather. It's fantastic. Aww. Sweating my ass off.
Oh. It's all right. You've got another one. What?
How about yourself? How's the weather going there?
The weather is lovely. It's a balmy 16.4 degrees here in Melbourne. Except it's kind of warm in my house. But anyway, such is life. And it's 8 p.m. here because you are back in time.
I'm not jealous at all.
No? What? Not jealous of being in the future or having a nice temperature?
Having a nice temperature.
It's nice and comfy. Although my fan is on because the inside of my house is like an oven. But such is life. Anyway, that was Weathercast for this week. We will speak to you again next week. No. on to the mini news. So, there is a little bit of news. It was a weird week. Fortuna Part 2 was released earlier than everyone expected. So, if you're on PC, go out there and kill the orb, mother. Looks like a fun fight. So, get out there, shoot them in the face. There was a Switch update this week as well. But it just included bug fixes, whoop-de-doo. And it was just announced, like in the last hour or so, that there will be a dev stream this weekend. It will be the final one, and it'll just be kind of casual and fun for the weekend. So get into it. See what they're going to give for the last Gift of the Lotus. That's what I'm wondering.
Yeah, yes. Last Gift of the Lotus for the year.
Yeah, it'd be nice if the last Gift of the Lotus included like a double XP weekend. Wink, wink.
Oh, that would be very nice.
It's been a hell of a long time since they did that, but anyway.
Or even just a double credit weekend would be nice.
Oh, that, yeah. That would be nice. But I think they did a double credit weekend fairly recently. I don't know.
It's a couple months now.
Yeah, I remember it. Last time they did double affinity. Pwah! That means a long time ago. All right, so in today's mini, we're talking about Atlas, and we're having a look at his abilities, his augments, and how we should perhaps build him. So who is Atlas? Atlas, of course, is named after the Greek Titan that was doomed to hold up the sky by the god Zeus. And he carries the sky on his shoulders for eternity. And as a result, he has a massive neck and shoulders. I guess that's why he has a massive neck and shoulders. He's a big tough guy. He likes to punch things. And he is in command of stone and rock. So he's pretty cool. I really like him. I love using him. He's a lot of fun to me. But he's not perfect. A lot of frames aren't perfect. And he is sadly one of them. So, anything you'd like to add on Mr. One Punch before we move on, Lucas?
Nope. How about we just jump straight in?
As just a, yeah, just an intro. All right, cool.
Jump straight in.
First ability.
All right, so starting off, Landslide is the One Punch meme, bashing enemies with his mighty fist and can be comboed with an additional cast. Enemies influenced by Petrify will take extra damage.
Comboed with an additional cast. Indeed. Alright, cool. That was a very succinct description compared to the article that I have written. Very good. Very succinct, but you've included everything, so what can I say? Good work, Lucas.
The second ability is called Tectonics, and this one is basically he pulls up a stone wall, just grabs it out of the ground, regardless of what he's standing on. He could be standing on metal, but he just pulls up a stone wall. God, he's awesome. Now, that has its own base health. It is affected by his armor, so mod for that. It is invulnerable for the first, I think, up to 4 seconds, and any absorbed damage is also added to the base health. So if you're getting shot at a lot, good time to whip up the wall. You get to see the health of your wall at the bottom of the right screen as a percentage, and once you get bored with it, you can push it, and it turns into a ball, and you basically go bowling, and it will destroy your enemies. Once it gets to the end of its durational range, it will explode and cause more damage. So it's not a bad little ball. That's all I have to say.
Yeah, nice. Very nice. Petrifying, just like Medusa, Atlas can use his mesmerizing glare to turn his enemies to stone and heal his mighty rumblers.
That was simple, again.
It was very simple.
I was waiting for more. Just like Medusa. I like how you kept the Greek theme. Very good. Very good. So yes, they do, while they're petrified, anything that's petrified will drop rubble. We'll get to that anyway. Cool. All right. Rumblers is his number 4. So this is his big, cool ability. And because he is, of course, the Rock Magician, he just summons 2 stone golems out of thin air. These dudes will, actually, when he summons them, it will also petrify any enemies that are close enough. So if there's anyone around, they'll get turned to stone, and then he'll bring 2 stone golems around who will start smashing everything in their path. Now, they have their own health and armor, and this is affected by ability strength, but also by health, armor, and shield mods that are applied to Atlas. So the more tanky your Atlas is, the more tanky your golems are, and the more ability strength you use, the more tanky they will be, and the stronger they will be in terms of damage level. So, kind of difficult to mod for these dudes, but not really. Just focus on making a tank, basically. So they'll run around, cause some havoc, smash things. Eventually, I think it's after 30 or 40 seconds at base, they will explode, causing blast damage. They leave behind rubble as well. We're about to get into rubble. They're not affected by status, but any nullifier shields that are around will drain their health. And this is really important. It is something that Lucas said, casting Petrify on the Rumblers will restore them to 100% health. So keep that in mind. Remember that the Rumblers do have a duration, though, so keep an eye on the duration and don't, you know, cast Petrify on them when they have 2 seconds left. But, yeah, you want these guys on your team because you can just keep healing them. Cool? Yes.
Cool. And moving on into Atlas's passive ability. Now, his passive ability is actually split into 2 parts. So overall, the ability is called Monolithic. And the first part of it is the immovable part, which basically just makes Atlas immune to knockdowns while he is in contact with the ground. So handy little ability to have. I think there are very few things that's ignore this passive, one of them being which one of Ember's abilities can actually still impact Atlas via his immovable. But, you know, that's only really in Conclave, so don't worry too much about that. And secondly, the rubble, where petrified enemies drop rubble upon death, which can heal Atlas on pickup or boost his armor if his HP is full. Now, one piece of rubble will restore 50 health hit points or provide 50 armor, and the rubble will remain on the ground for 30 seconds before crumbling away if left untouched.
Indeed, and it stacks to a maximum of 1500 armor, and they've put a little gooey object on the right side of the screen now, so you can keep an eye on your armor. It decays, I think, at a rate of 4 or 5 armor per second, so it lasts quite a while once you've got it up to that 1500 armor, and it just makes him unkillable, mostly, as long as you're on top of it. You've got to keep using Petrify, you've got to keep using your golems and things
Landslide.
Like that. Landslide, yeah. And have lots of energy.
Well, actually, killing petrified enemies with landslide will actually boost the rubble up to 75 health or armor instead. So, yeah, one punch.
Indeed. And you want to just keep doing that because it's awesome.
Yeah.
Landslide's the best. Ah, and landslide, one thing you didn't mention is when you're comboing, each time you do it, as long as it's within 1 second of the previous cast, it actually reduces the cost, the energy cost. So the first time it's 100%, the second time it's 50%, and the third time it's 75%. It only combos up to 3 times.
So this is something I missed.
Yes,
thank
it
you.
Is.
Thank you for throwing that in.
I have studied Atlas far too much this week. But it's good because I learned a whole lot about him myself. He's a cool little dude. I mean, I guess the problem with him is he's a bit selfish. It'd be nice if his rubble healed friends as well. Even if it didn't give them armor, but at least if it healed people, if others could collect it, that would be good. I don't know how you could sort of make him better, but let's move on to his augments anyway. All right.
Yes.
I'll do the first two, you do the second two. How's that?
All right, sounds good.
All right, so Path of Statues is the first one. This is a landslide augment. It leaves a rocky trail behind every time you use your landslide, and if enemies are caught in that rocky trail, they will be petrified. And of course, if they are petrified whenever you destroy them, they will drop rubble. So this will just be one augment that you can use to increase the amount of rubble that drops. So it is recommended. Tectonic Fracture is another one. So this is for tectonics, of course. That is your stone walls. So instead of building one wall that you can go bowling with, you can create up to 3 walls that have 100% health of the single wall, but they can't be turned into boulders, so you can't go bowling with them. But you can create 3 walls with the same amount of health as the base wall, which is pretty cool. Depends on how you sort of want to build him, but it could be useful for things like defense and things like that.
Yeah.
Lucas.
Yeah. Going into the next one, Orgaze, which is the Petrify augment. Enemies that are petrified, you are actually scanned into your codex and have a 25% increased chance on dropping more loot. So that's always good to fill your pockets and fill up that codex.
Indeed.
And finally, Titanic Rumbler is for the Rumbler's ability, and it creates a single large Rumbler with 150% health and 135% extra damage and 65% speed that taunts enemies as a tank, then, yeah, takes aggro. So something to take a bit of the heat off your shoulders.
Yeah. So interestingly, I didn't know that Augur or Gaze increased the drop chance for more loot. So it's yet another ability that can increase drop chances. Of course, it's not as good as Hydroids or Necrosses, but it exists. So, and that was one thing I didn't exist. So,
there you have a third frame to throw in your farming party.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, good point. Whenever you go farming, why not?
Orgaze Atlas.
Why not throw him in?
Yeah, Orgaze Atlas.
Yeah. Okay, one thing I missed when I did the intro is how to get him, and his parts drop from the Jordas Golem after you have done the Jordas Precept quest. The Jordas Golem, if you don't know, is a big boss floating in space that you have to kill using Arcwing, and it is a pain in the ass until you've got a good Arcwing, and even when you've got a good Arcwing, it's still a pain in the ass. So do I recommend farming him? I don't know. If you've got a friend who's got a good Arcwing, get them to help you.
I mean, the fight is easy enough. It's just very tedious. And if you don't have a good Arcwing set up, then it's going to take you a very long time to do a single battle.
Yeah.
It's easy and you're quite capable of doing it solo, but it is very time consuming and it will burn you out so fucking quick.
Yeah. Lucas helped me to get 2 parts. And we probably did it 10 times, and then you were like, nah, that's it, I'm out. So the last part I had to do myself, I probably did it about 5 times solo, and that was when I was still fairly new at the game. So it's totally doable, but it is a pain in the ass, and I hated every second of doing it. But Atlas is really fun.
Yes.
How do I build him? So I have a couple of builds. One build is, you know, like a solo build that I like to use. And I build towards Titanic Rumbler for that. So I use the Titanic Rumbler augment. And I basically use that guy as a big, just like a Spectre. So just as a second dude who takes all the aggro for me and can tank all the hits. And then I just cast the old Petrify on him every once in a while to make sure he's got his health at full. And yeah, it's just a lot easier. The other build that I have for him is more of a tanky build using Path of Statues. And that basically increases the amount of petrified enemies that are around, which means they drop more rubble. I build him for armor, so that basically the Rumbler has more armor, I have more armor, and then when I get an additional 1500 armor by dropping rubble, you're just unkillable. You every hit but hardly hurts you. Do you have an Atlas build, Lucas? You don't use him much.
No, I don't use him much. I have two. They're not complete builds. I mean, I still got the Exilia slot in both of them that still needs to be filled, but that would require me to former him. So my first build is your traditional power strength, ability strength, just pack it in as much as possible. I think I'm sitting at about 211%, and it's just one punch.
Yeah, you don't even need to be that high for one punch, but it depends on the enemy level.
No, you don't need to be, but yeah, it's funny when you are.
At higher levels, yeah, you do.
Yeah. So, for that build, I just essentially... I also packed in Primed Flow, so I got the larger energy pool, just so that I can...
He really needs it.
He really does need it. So, you know, you just petrify as many enemies as possible, smash them all up, petrify the next lot, wash, rinse, repeat. The second build, I went for more of an armor-based build, just packing on as much armor as I possibly can. I forgot the exact numbers, but it's well over 1,000. with that build, I also gave him the Rage mod, just so that any damage he takes will refresh his energy pool. So that was more... That build's more built towards the rubble.
Yeah, and you need to have Rage on him because he's just so energy hungry, and even Rage doesn't help enough. I think that's part of his problem. So one is that he is the type of frame that you need to constantly use his abilities, but he has no way of recovering energy. And he's just very selfish. He does nothing for your friends apart from just be a kick-ass
very selfish.
Tank.
He's a kick-ass tank. Well, I mean, if you were holding up
damage, but still.
Well, I mean, if you were holding up the sky for all eternity, when you got a break, you'd be pretty fucking selfish too.
I guess. That is true. This is true. I'll give you that one. All right, yeah. So that's Atlas. A basic look at Atlas. He is a cool dude with a big neck. Necklace. I don't know. Necklace? all right. Nothing else to add, I suppose. So let us move on. Again, there will be a dev stream this weekend, so we'll have a lot more to talk about, which is awesome. Christmas is coming up. We don't plan on taking any hiatus over Christmas. We'll just be business as usual, I guess. Unless, you never know, we might decide to take a week off the minis. We haven't even talked about this. This is live on air, talking about it.
We
want to take a break? At all, or just keep going business as usual? What do you reckon?
Well, I'm gonna be away for 3 days over Christmas. I think I get back Thursday on our recording day, so I'm not gonna have much chance to really prepare for the next mini if it's if we do it over the Christmas week.
Well, let's take a break for the mini then. We'll take a break for the mini, but the regular episodes will be on. So next week's mini we will skip, but this weekend we will have a full episode. Next weekend we'll have a full episode, and then we'll be back with mini 10 the week after that.
Which will be covering Banshee.
Indeed, we will. So what episodes are coming up this week? 23, then 24. Yeah, so we will do Banshee that next week, and then the week after that will be a lore episode.
Yeah, lore, I think.
Yes, so...
25 lore, yep.
Crikey, we are getting on. We're getting old. Oh, yeah. It's a good thing. All right, so thank you for listening to Mini 9. If you would like to get in contact with us, or you want more information, or you just want to read about cool Warframe stuff, go to our website, cephalonsquared.com. It is growing larger every week. More and more content is going in there. We've got lots more ideas and stuff is going in there. Plus, it's all you can find all the ways to contact us, and you can get an invite to our Discord and all that kind of jazz from the website, cephalonsquared.com. Give us a rating on your podcast platform, which helps us grow. It helps us spread the word. Again, we will read some of those ratings on the main episode. So if you want to hear your name, not up in lights, in waveform, I don't know, set us a rating. And also, if you want to throw us a bone, if you want to support us, you like what we do, grab us a coffee. So ko-fi.com/CephalonSquared and grab us a coffee. Give us some support. Help us out. We do put a lot of work into this and we hope you enjoy it. But do get in contact with us if you'd like us to change something, or if you just like to say thumbs up, guys. Good job. High five. My name's Greg Newbig and I am Mad Capsules. Almost everywhere except in real life. Lucas?
I am Lucas Silvestri, and I am Silverlight almost everywhere except for real life. SilverLght.
Indeed. Except Silverlight is very close to your family name.
It's so very close.
Almost real life.
It's a play on my name.
It is. It is indeed. You're far cleverer than I am. If anyone wants to know, I stole my name from a band. More on that later. Anyway, thanks to Yarn_Disco_Box on Twitter for the intro and outro, etc. We'll be back on Sunday. It's not Christmas yet, so no Merry Christmases to you. Yeah.
Rude.
Happy Dev Rude. Stream. Happy Dev Stream for the weekend. Keep an eye out for those Gifts of the Lotuses, and we'll see you in a couple of days. Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for listening to Cephalon Squared. If you'd like to contact us, send an email to cephalonsquared@gmail.com or get in touch via Twitter or Facebook. You can also join our Discord or send us a voice message via the Anchor app. See you next week.